The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
To a story that first appeared in the Times Ireland edition today, that Aer Lingus has decided that its female cabin crew will no longer be required to wear makeup or skirts as part of new uniform rules. Aoife Barry, assistant news editor with the journal.ie. I wonder, would people be surprised to know that that was even a requirement of the job?
I know. I think in one way people think that, you know, different jobs and different companies have moved with the times, but it wasn't until, say, 2016 that BA, British Airways, decided that women were allowed to wear trousers. So we're actually, it feels like this particular area has been really slow to move with the times. A couple of days ago, Virgin Atlantic said something similar to Aer Lingus. So today's story in the Times IE is kind of a follow-up to that story, where crew with Virgin Atlantic were told they no longer have to wear makeup in the air. But they do, they have to follow a palette of makeup colours that the airline has set out for them, and that they will have the trousers option, which is also what Aer Lingus female staff will have. Yeah. So they didn't have that option until now.
And I wonder, what did they do if an Aer Lingus employee in the female cabin crew didn't wear their makeup as required? Would they be punished?
That's the question. You know, like, how strict are those particular rules? And I think when people think about these jobs, they do tend to think that cabin crew have to look a certain way. There was always a lot of rules around, you know, makeup, hair. There's some places, some airlines like Emirates, where the women all have the exact same hairstyle. There's other airlines where they, you know, they kind of pick their hairstyle at the start of their career and they have it for the rest of their career. So it's one of these, you know, it's interesting how it reflects times changing. I mean, initially, the cabin crew, the female cabin crew, were supposed to be nurses. So the very first eight crew were nurses back in the 1930s. And then that grew as a job. It kind of evolved from there. Back in 1936, there was an ad and it said, and this will show you how narrow, you know, everything was back then, that the girls who have to qualify for hostesses have to be to weigh between 118 pounds, to be 5 feet 5 to 5 feet 4 inches, 20 to 26 years. And they also have to undergo rigid physical examination every year. Now, things have moved on since then, but obviously they didn't move on fast enough, which is why we're getting to this stage.
And they'd also be known as women rather than girls.
Yes, exactly, precisely.
Okay, but do many employers require women to turn up for work wearing makeup?
These days, there are very few jobs. In fact, there are probably, I don't know if you can count on one hand how many jobs would require people to actually have to wear makeup. The idea now, I think, these days is that there's any uniform rules are not as rigid as they were before. And I think if you were an employee and you were forced to wear makeup in your job, you probably could have a case. I would imagine you could bring it to an employee tribunal or something like that, because there is nothing really to do with your job in terms of what you wear on your face. So there are, probably are rules around you have to look presentable. You have to, you know, if you're serving food, you know, you'd want to have your nails looking clean, those kind of things. But when it comes to having to wear lipstick, having to wear your hair a certain way, times are changing. And I know as an employee myself, I'm not told that I have to wear makeup. I have lipstick on and everything today, but that's my choice.
Okay, yeah, choice. But it is an interesting one, because I remember we had a debate a couple of years ago about having women been required to wear high heels in certain jobs and work, maybe receptionist work, secretarial work, and that has been regarded as highly sexist.
Yeah.
But if a company has requirements, shall we say, for what we might call customer-facing employees, females, as to how they're supposed to dress, then is it not almost logical that there would then also be requirements when it comes to appearance, hair, facial makeup, whatever?
Well, I was reading an interview with some former air hostesses or cabin crew that was on the BBC, and they were talking about how they were really concerned about the safety aspect when they were required to wear skirts and required to wear makeup, that they were thinking, you know, if there was an emergency situation and they're wearing heels and skirts, how would they effectively be able to get off the airline and help their passengers? So there's those things too. If you want to think about how the cabin crew look, you also have to think about how safe they are. I mean, their job is a serious job. If you're working on a plane, your job is to keep all the passengers safe. You're not just, in inverted commas, a trolley dog, as the stereotype tended to be about this role. You're a lot more than that. So how does your makeup and how does your appearance tie in with that? You might want to look very respectable, but can you actually do your job walking miles on a plane every day in high heels?
So how many jobs actually do require wearing makeup? Funnily enough, I actually have one that requires me to wear makeup every night.
Yes,
on the television. Because you don't go on because the lights otherwise, and particularly with HD television, would magnify all the blemishes otherwise.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, people accept if they're in certain roles that they might have to do things that they, you know, might not normally do. You might not normally go around a full face of makeup. If you do that, that's obviously, you know, your choice too. But I mean, this particular area, I suppose, is one we're going to continue to see evolving. And we're going
One here from a listener, and this hasn't featured in any of the articles that I've seen so far today. Aer Lingus still requires male cabin crew to adhere to strict grooming rules with no facial hair and a required short hairstyle.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so you're not just talking about women affected there, but you're also talking about the rules around men.
But hold on, that would suggest the rules are been discarded for women, but they're still going to be applied to men.
Well, maybe now that Aer Lingus are listening in, they might decide to change things for the male crew members too. I mean, there was a period of time where long hair, you know, on men was seen as very kind of uncouth, and then you had the 70s, things changed there. We all probably know people with long hair at that period of time. And things
I can claim to the 1990s.
Exactly, the grunge era. But now, I mean, I think a lot of these rules and airlines reflect a time when, you know, grooming was seen as, they wanted to look at the cabin crew and have them reflect a particular ideal about their airline. And they wanted women, they had ads where they used the cabin crew, the female cabin crew, to entice people to take flights, like, come fly with me, don't just fly with the airline, fly with me, the cabin crew, the air hostess. So, you know, they're old, the kind of old school, things moving on now. And the airlines have, both Aer Lingus, in that article today, and Virgin Atlantic have both said that they are reflecting how the times are changing, which I think everybody will agree is good to see.
I wonder what's happening at Ryanair. Thank you very much, Aoife Barry from thejournal.ie, joining us on the programme.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.